The locations of the Shadowweaver hideouts, and where Singh is holding up, there isn't much here we didn't know already. Which stuff was what the exercise was all about, woman? There's a little more. Long Shadow is almost always locked up in this tower here, doing whatever he does instead of giving us grief. Howler has an apartment somewhere around here. He keeps two carpets and a flat piece over here, and a little bitty brand new one rolled up right beside his bed. Lady gave me a piercing look. How could I know that? I told her, the day he got here, Howler started covering his ass, in case his partner turned on him someday. Ah, she grunted. Howler would. Particularly in view of what Long Shadow tried to do to his previous associates. She turned her attention to the charts, but I knew she wasn't satisfied. She couldn't be satisfied when somebody else knew anything that she didn't. She beckoned Isi, Ochiba, and Sindawe closer. The Nar generals worked well with her. They didn't do so with the old man. Croker couldn't trust them, even though they stuck with the company against Mugabe. Should we do this in the daytime or at night? Ochiba, a man I'd heard speak maybe 5 times in that many years, said, it won't matter in there. True, but I prefer by daylight, for the impact on morale. It's daytime now, Swan observed. I told Blade, you can't get anything past this guy. Lady glanced at Willow. You want to see how well your guards can perform in there? I'd love to, but that isn't their job. Their job was to look out for the prince and princess, neither of whom he or they had been near in recent times. Everybody there had that thought at the same time I did. Everybody gave Swan a long look. He reddened. Sindawe, you're my second choice. Lady stepped aside so the tall Nar could move closer to the charts. I had kept wriggling forward. Now I could see that there was more than one set. Only one was the one I'd prepared. The other, structured differently, may have been put together by Lady's people based on what her soldiers had found inside Overlook. The Nar officer stared for a while.
We ought to rotate fresh troops in before we do anything else.
Isi agreed.
The men inside have been there a long time, under a lot of pressure.
Lady said, I'll approve that.
Sindawe said, we should add numbers for this. Once we start moving, there won't be any point to pretense, will there?
Probably not. Succeed or fail, going ahead will attract some close scrutiny. And the captain hasn't given us the option of not going ahead. Has he, Mergen? I shrugged.
He'll always defer to the commander on the scene. You know that. As long as you can make a good argument.
We don't have an option then.
We've been stalling in hopes somebody else would come up with a workable solution to the Long Shadow dilemma.
What's that? I asked.
The fact that we can't kill him.
You know that, don't you? I knew that. What I didn't know was how they planned to send fresh troops into Overlook.
Sindawe said, we ought to pursue every phase of the effort at once. Here, here, toward these Shadowweaver hideouts. Here, toward the Deceiver's hole-up. And a general raid against the garrison and servant population, too. So they don't interfere in our other efforts.
Go for Long Shadow, too, Lady suggested.
You might get lucky.
I was missing something.